When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The New Hampshire State House recently passed a bill that aims to regulate the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in political ads. This bill was introduced following an incident in which New Hampshire voters received robocalls with an AI-generated voice pretending to be President Biden. The bill, which passed without debate in the State House, will now move on to the State Senate for further consideration. If enacted into law, it would require political ads that use deceptive AI to disclose their use of the technology. The motivation behind this bill stems from concerns about the potential dangers of AI in political campaigns. In this particular incident, it was later revealed that Steve Kramer, a Democratic operative, was responsible for the fake robocalls. He admitted to doing this in order to draw attention to the risks associated with AI in politics. The Attorney General's office in New Hampshire has stated that these calls violated the state's voter suppression law. In response, the new bill would require any political ad that uses deceptive AI to provide a disclosure within 90 days of an election. This disclosure would inform viewers that the ad's content, whether it be image, video, or audio, has been manipulated or generated by AI and does not depict actual speech or conduct. However, the bill does make exceptions for satire and parody, recognizing that these forms of content may use AI but are not intended to deceive or misinform. New Hampshire's bill is part of a larger trend of states introducing legislation to regulate AI in election-related content. A recent analysis by Voting Rights Lab found that over 100 bills in 39 state legislatures have provisions aimed at controlling the potential for AI to produce election disinformation. The incident in New Hampshire with the digitally altered robocall has renewed calls from advocates for the federal government to introduce regulations to safeguard against AI election disinformation. In response, the Federal Election Commission, FEC, voted unanimously last August to open a public comment period to update a rule that addresses fraudulent misrepresentation of candidates, clarifying that it also applies to campaigns that use deceptive AI.